if we don't understand who we're targeting, who our ideal client is, our persona is, how do we know what to say to them? Welcome to the Marketing Study Lab podcast with me, Peter Sumpton, the Lego master of marketing and marketing consultant, providing you with the building blocks you need to be a successful marketer. This intro lasts about 1 minute, so feel free to skip forward if you've heard all this before. I seriously won't be offended. If you're new to the show, we chat to amazing people to give you practical advice you can implement right now that will make you and your marketing truly awesome. The conversations we have will lead you to the actionable marketing knowledge you've been craving, and now you've found it, so you can relax and enjoy the rest of the show. Thanks to all those that have left a 5-star Apple Podcast review. It's the best way to support what I'm trying to do here. If you have a burning marketing question, you can catch me on LinkedIn. I know I'm supposed to say the links are in the show notes, but let's face it, you've got better things to do than try and find those pesky show notes right now. Enough of the show intro. Let's get on with introducing our guest. At the end of last year, I was fortunate enough to be asked to conduct a workshop into the importance of and developing customer personas for Cambridge Social Media Day 2020. This podcast is the recording from that presentation, and it comes in two parts. This is part one of, well, two. In this episode, we cover why you shouldn't play guess who with your personas, where your persona fits within your marketing strategy, where to find all the facts and figures to generate personas, and why sentiment analysis can play tricks. There are also some cheat sheets to go along with this workshop, which can be found on the Marketing Study Lab website. Links are in the show notes. One further note, the video recording for this workshop will be available along with all the other amazing workshops, seminars, and presentations that featured over the two Cambridge Social Media Days soon. Sign up to get a reminder of when they are available at www.cambridgesocial.media/CMS-day-2020. Or you could just click the link in the show notes, it's a lot easier. Enjoy. Everybody okay? Are we good to start?
Yes, we're good to start.
Yeah, okay. Excellent, cool. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for that intro. Let me just do the boring admin bit and start to share screen and all that kind of stuff, which will be cool. So I think you'll be used to this by now because it's day two, but I'll present this and hopefully you'll see the full presentation. I won't be able to see your comments or anything like that, unfortunately. But we can amaze and everything as we get to the end of the presentation. So let's dive straight in. And as people can join us, I'll try and ramble on for a minute or so as an intro while people do join us. So first of all, Lenka said that this wouldn't be dry and dull. Hate to disappoint anyone, no pressure. I'll try not to make it dry and dull. Honestly, I don't do dry and dull. It's utterly pointless, really. What we're here to do today is to look at customer personas. What is a persona? Why we build one and how we actually build them. And then we'll answer this question, fact or fiction. And I can answer that for you now. It's a bit of both, bit of a curveball as an answer. Before we get into all that kind of stuff, just to mention, hopefully people have brought their Lego. If not, you can get out. No, I'm joking. Hopefully you've brought your Lego. It's non-essential and it won't really affect this presentation at all. Just a little bit of fun. Ideally, you'd have a pen and a pad and your iPhone or camera phone or whatever it might be. That will become important later. There's some cheat sheets that come along with this presentation. Hopefully you've either had them or you will get them. Again, non-essential for the presentation, but it can help you to build a persona later on. Like I said, if there's any questions, fire them up in the Q&A. Happy to answer any after this session or even link with me on LinkedIn, Facebook, usual platforms, and we'll have that discussion about personas, no problem, all day long. So I'll answer them at the end. Final bits of admin. Hopefully you know where your own fire escapes are. If there is a fire, like, let us know, I suppose, and we can follow up on the fire brigade and good luck. Toilets. Hopefully you know where your own toilets are. Mine are just out the door on the right. Not that you need to know that. Get on with this, Pete. Right, let's get on with it. 16 slides. Take about 14 minutes, 45 minutes. First of all, let's do the intro. Okay. My name's Peter Sumpton. I'm the Lego Master of Marketing. So what the heck does that mean? Well, it means that as a consultant, I go into companies, take all these bricks, these marketing bricks that are on their floor and they don't understand what they're doing with them and find it hugely frustrating, and start to build something. Start to make them all fit together so people understand how, where, what, and why. And persona's part of that. It's one brick. So much so that you end up with something like that. So I brought Olaf to kind of demonstrate what happens when we build something out of Lego together or build a good marketing strategy together. I'm also a tutor, an examiner, a chartered marketer, and I have a podcast which can help you if you're looking to learn about marketing. My background is in marketing, degree in marketing, chartered marketer, which is a gift and a curse because usually the best marketers haven't got a background in marketing. But I have, and I've worked for multiple companies. And like I said, I'm a consultant. And the intro said I'm a consultant to a number of organizations helping build their bricks and blocks together. If you want to link with me, LinkedIn's probably the best place to go. And if you want to chat, DM me, happy to take any questions further afield from this actual workshop. So as I like to start every workshop, I thought it'd be fun and engaging if I got you to do a bit of work first and foremost. So what I'd like you to do is think about your favorite fictional character. Think about somebody on TV, on film. It can be absolutely anyone. And I just want you to think about them and write down as much information as you possibly can about them. Okay, I'm going to give you 2 minutes. The only caveat is it can't be him. Ruined Star Wars for me. So it can't be that guy. But anybody else in TV or film, 2 minutes, as much information as you can have about that person. Don't know what I'm going to do for these 2 minutes, probably time you. But if you can write down as much as you can for these 2 minutes on that person, I'd like you to do that now. Go for 2 minutes. Of course, I'm not going to waste 2 minutes of your precious, valuable time on this podcast of me chatting rubbish while people write down what their favorite fictional character in film or TV is. I'm not. I'm just going to jump straight to after those 2 minutes and back into customer personas. Here you go. Okay, fantastic. I'm going to stop you there. Right, okay. Looking for a volunteer. Hopefully we can share audio. Visual if you want to, but like I say, I can't necessarily see you because I'm in presenter mode. Would anybody like to share what they've written down? Anybody brave enough? Nobody wants to do that. Okay. Anyone? No volunteers? There's no right or wrong here, by the way. Okay, that's fine. No problem. So what you should have done if you have partaken in that exercise is written down a lot of information about a fictional character. The idea behind that is that when I speak to companies and I get them to do that in a meeting room or on a one-to-one basis, they'll write down loads and they'll get excited about who that character is because they know them and they've either watched them, seen them, met them, whatever it is. And so much so that they've got this detailed information about them. Do you know your customers that well? Do you get excited about your customers as much as you have just done then? And usually the answer is no. And that's a bit of a problem. And that's what we're going to uncover today. How do we get excited about it? How do we get excited about building a persona? Because they're hugely important. And if you can do it for somebody you know, a fictional character that you know from TV, film, or anywhere, you should be able to do it about your customers, really. And that's why it's hugely, hugely important. So first and foremost, what is a persona? That would be helpful if we knew that. Okay, well, a persona helps us to build or paint much more detailed picture about our customers. You might have heard them as persona, ideal client, avatar, target market. They're all roughly the same thing. They all mean the same thing. So I might interchange them through this workshop. But that still doesn't answer why they are important. But can you guess why they're important? So the best way to understand and describe why they're important is through this, is through Guess Who. Now, if we're in person, I'd probably play the game with you, but we've got a little Guess Who here. I'm not going to ask you to play the game, but essentially, if we were to do that, we'd probably spend about 5-10 minutes going, are they male or female? Okay, so they're male. Let's cut down a few people there. Are they wearing a hat? Yes, they are. Can you see their hair? No, you can't. And after about 5 minutes, we'll have narrowed it down so that we know the person that we should have guessed is Chris. But wouldn't that be easier if we didn't have to do all that guesswork? Wouldn't it save time and save resources if we could just build a persona and then utilize that for future? And that's kind of why we need to build these customer personas, that bottom one, resource and time wasted. We don't want that. If we can build it at the start and know and understand these people, we understand their needs and wants, which means we should get better quality leads and better quality customers. It gives the whole business a focus on customers, which you should do. It means you can improve your products and services because you know and understand what people want, and it improves engagement through comms, of which, bear in mind, this is a social media conference, we should all be doing. If we don't understand who we're targeting, who our ideal client is, our persona is, how do we know what to say to them? And that can be hugely tricky. So what I want to do today is to uncover those things and give you a few hints and tips on why to do it. Before we get onto that, and we will get onto that, final thing I want to talk to you is where persona sits. Because it's okay to build a persona, but if you don't understand how you've got there or where it sits within your marketing, you're kind of behind already. So we need to know where this sits within the whole process of building a marketing plan and marketing strategy. And this is where something called STP, segmentation, targeting, and positioning comes in. So what does this mean? So what we do, we have our market, everybody in the world, if you like, or everybody in our industry, we can segment them into different elements, kind of like building a persona based on data more than anything. And those individual segments will lead us to a target segment, the most viable audience. Kevin Kelly talks about 1,000 true fans, and if you can get 1,000 true fans, you're in business. That's all you need to do to survive. It's called the smallest viable audience. So if you segmented our market and then picked a target market, smallest viable audience, most profitable maybe, we can start to build a persona within that segment of the market, the one we're targeting, because we know who we're targeting, but we don't know them well enough. Not only that, but persona sits in the middle of this targeting and positioning. Now, positioning is important, not going to go into detail today, but what we can do is we can build a positioning map of where all our competitors sit in a marketplace. So for example, if we were a courier service, we might do specialism and delivery time, or even if you were a social media agency, you might do this in terms of how long it takes to deliver a certain project and what your specialism, what social specialism you have to offer. We place our competitors in that market and we look to see where there's any gaps that we could position ourselves to target that market. Fantastic. Persona sits in the middle. And that is kind of my Lego persona, if you like, of who I'm targeting. So they sit in the middle and they bridge that gap between our competitive advantage and our target market, building that persona. But back to this question, fact or fiction? So there's two guys on here. One's Vinny Ocean, one's Tony Soprano. If you ever watch The Sopranos, you'll understand that Tony is the fictional character and Vinny Ocean is actually a factual character, factual person that Tony Soprano was loosely based on, they say. But if you were to describe the both, it'd be quite difficult to understand which is fact and which is fictional. And a blended version of the two would be better from a persona point of view if we were targeting Vinnie Ocean, not in a hit way, but in a customer persona target market way. If we were to target Vinnie, then we might only get enough information or enough data that takes us so far. Then we need to build something more fictional, more ideal client-based, who's going to walk through the door. And that's where Tony Soprano comes in, to build that in our mind. It's much easier to build a picture of Tony than it is of Vinnie. But I think a cross-section of the two is what we need to look to build. So what I'd like to do today, let's get right into this persona thing now, is help you build, or how you'd build, a factual persona and a fictional persona. The idea being that we can blend the two. So let's get right into it. This is where we get detailed. So this is where we need to concentrate now. So a persona built on fact. This is about data. It's about research. If you remember, going back a few slides, segmentation and targeting. We do that by understanding our market, understanding who's in it, segmenting them into different pots, and then targeting the most viable audience. We can do that by fact to a certain extent. So one way we could build a factual persona is through geographical location. Where are they based? We can do that through various different components. We could do it from a countrywide, countywide, postcode-wide. You could even, if you're more local, split that town or those villages or wherever it is into different sections. You could build different personas for each, for example, but let's just stay with one persona for now. So that's great. We can segment it geographically, quite factual. But then we can look at demographics and build this geodemographic persona where we look at the age, family size, gender, income, education, all those types of elements can help build a persona. And we'll come on to how we do that in a moment and some tools that help you do this in a moment. So we've got the geodemographical nailed. We know the areas that we want to fill. But what about the psychographics, the harder to quantify? What lifestyles do these people have? What social classes are they in? Not so important now, I feel, but they can help to understand where our target market is, maybe in their time of life, if you like. What personalities do they have? Are they funny? Are they dry? Are they serious? Are they factual? All those things we need to know and understand, because if our persona is more factual and all our comms are based around funny, hilarious material, there's no synergy there. You're not going to link with them. So building a persona, knowing their personality, is hugely important for those reasons. And also behavioral. Again, we need to understand how our target market behaves. So this could be their digital behavior, their buyer behavior, purchase patterns, sentiment analysis. What are they saying about us? What are they saying about our competition? What do they say in general? What's their tone? Those types of things are hugely important when building a persona. So that's all great, but how do we actually do this? How do we actually build a persona? Because I can talk about these things all day long, but this doesn't really help you build anything. It tells you what areas you need to cover, but where do you need to go, or how can you find these elements out? So let's take a look at just a few pieces of software or things that we can utilize online, or predominantly online, might lead us offline as well, that will help you build this factual persona. Now, the first one is quite obvious, but it's talk to your customers. Talk to your target market, get to know them. SurveyMonkey is a really simple survey-based platform. Some of it's for free, some of it you have to pay for, but it's really easy to use to start to build up information about your target market. You know, what are their needs? What are their wants? What are their problems? What solutions do they look for? Where do they go for those solutions? build it up. Ask them the age, within reason. Ask them the gender, their income, their education. If you've got absolutely nothing to base a persona on, this can be a great place to start. Asking people. And I'll probably come on to social in a minute, but social media is a great place to start with that as well. Link the two. Ask people on social media. Or just go out and talk to people. Go to businesses. Go to your customers. Ask them what they want. It doesn't have to be done remotely, although roundabout now you probably have to do it remotely. So there's a good place to start. If you do have a business, check out platforms such as Google Analytics. This is a great place to start. Again, if you haven't got much information on who is utilizing your website, who potentially could be your target market going forward. And we'll have a look at what that can provide a little bit later on. But this gives great information on who is using your website in great detail, mind you. And we'll see that a little bit later on. Other areas, think internally. So if you have nothing, think SurveyMonkey, Google Analytics, if you're starting from scratch, but you've already got a website with traffic. If you've already got a business, think about things like Sage Software or Salesforce. So Sage looks at financial information. Salesforce is more customer-based information. It's a CRM, a customer relationship management tool, probably made for bigger businesses. But even if you've got a spreadsheet with customer information on, it's a great place to start to build up a persona. Going back to the financials, use Sage or even a spreadsheet of who's bought what in from you to work out who's buying what, when they buy, the frequency, the date they buy, the types of products or services they're buying off you. Have you asked them why? Loads of things we can do there to build up a persona based on very little information, but information that you have got to hand that is ready internally for you to look at. Okay, that's great. What about the external? So let's look at external platforms that can help us. Places like Acorn and Experian. So Acorn is free. Experian is paid for. Experian Mosaic, that is paid for. What are they? So they are tools that segment the UK, as far as I'm aware. And we'll see how Acorn does that in a moment. But it's done by postcodes, or Experian does it in a lot more detail to your specific requirements, where Acorn has already done that. But a great place to start, type in your location and find out the kind of people that live around you. It can give you, if you're basing your persona on nothing, it's a great place to start. And we cannot forget our social platforms. We can't. There's information out there. It's all there. Data is not our issue. We can get data all day long. It's what we do with that data that's important. So take a look at things like audience insights from Facebook. Another good place to start if you have got absolutely nothing. You can build an audience from 2 billion people Facebook have got on their platform at this moment in time. And no one understands the groups that they're part of, the pages that they like. And this can build a good persona, as we'll see a little bit later on. One other element to mention is sentiment analysis. And MonkeyLearn is one of those places that helps you with sentiment analysis. What do we mean by that? So that is understanding what people write about you, competitors, or your industry, or about certain topics, and seeing if that sentiment is positive, negative, or neutral. But there could be a few issues with that, which we'll cover a little bit later on. So there are just a few, a drop in the ocean of a few tools online that you can utilize to get going with this factual persona. All the links should be in the cheat sheet. And if they're not, happy to share them with you, but they're easy to find online. And these are just some of the top ones, top names you might have heard of before. So let's take a quick look at a couple of these and how they actually work. So first of all, Google Analytics, let's speak about the big boy first, of which we all probably use. If we don't, Google Analytics is something that sits on your website and gathers data about who goes on your website, who's using your website. So again, great place to start. Let's look at our demographics, the age, the gender. Straight away, we know our target market, 25 to 34-year-olds, predominantly male, but with a mix of female in there. Straight away, we're starting to build a persona. Even that is vital information. We dig a little deeper. We can look at the countries where people are clicking onto our site from. United States and India seem to be huge here. And that's massive. Think about that. If you know most of your customers are coming from the United States and India, you probably need to develop two personas, an Indian persona and a US persona of your target markets, your ideal clients. They could be hugely different. How do they use your site? Dig a little deeper. This is just top level. Dig a little deeper. Understand where they're going on your site. Could be the same, could be hugely different. What they're buying on your site could be the same, could be hugely different. But we start to build something here. And there we go. We dig a little deeper. We look at the channels, the referral channels. Where are people coming from? And when? We can narrow that down to the date. So we can look at, is Tuesday a good time to get people on our site? Is it the weekend? Most people for this website are coming direct. So that says to me that they know of us already and have used us or at least been on the site once. And Google Analytics can provide a whole host of information further than this. This is just the tip of the iceberg. So even just using Google Analytics to do a persona, you can do it. I wouldn't suggest that. I'd use other tools, but start there. It's a great place to start. So this is Acorn. Thought I'd show you Acorn because it's probably a tool that we don't utilize, okay, well enough because it's free. Go on there and have a look. So this is based on postcodes, remember. And there are, I'll have to look at my notes here, but there are 62 Acorn profiles categorized into 18 groups. I typed in my postcode, and this is what came up. Apparently, I live in a prosperous suburban family's postcodal area. So the first thing it says, it gives you a little description. And again, that description could be enough to build a persona off, particularly if you're providing local services or products. It says these older families and empty nesters. A bit harsh, older families. I wouldn't class myself as an old family, but having said that, knowing the demographic in my area, that's pretty much true. But it doesn't stop there. As you can see on the left-hand side, it goes into family, housing, society, social media, money, digital, mobile internet, a bit old school there. But it goes on to mobile and online information. So let's take a look. So in my area, people are into sports and leisure wear. They like books and they look at local government services. Apparently, that does not surprise me, believe me. But also, if we look at what they look at on their phones, so they're massively into travel on their phones. So maybe that is something we can tap into. Maybe our communications start to build on travel. 10 things you need to know about this area, 10 things you need to know about the America, 10 things you need to know about India, 10 things you know you need to know about your holiday, and link it to whatever you do as a business. So building this persona should give you loads of content ideas as well. Final thing to mention, and this is the negative, is sentiment analysis. So if you're building up some sentiment to know what people are saying about you, you've just got to be a bit wary and dig a little deeper. For example, and this is just a test. So you would, sentiment analysis would analyze what people are saying about you. You wouldn't type it in to get an analysis, but this is a test of the Monkey Learn platform. So I put, the soup at this conference is superb. And lo and behold, it's 99.1% positive. Fantastic. So we know people like the soup. We know people are happy with the soup at the conference. But what if I was a little bit tongue-in-cheek? What if I put, the soup at this conference is superb. It even came with a free fly. I'm still 98.6% positive sentiment there. And that isn't strictly true. So you've got to take these things with a pinch of salt. And therein lies the big issue here. What's fact? What's fiction? What can we rely on? And what can't we rely on? thank you so much for joining us today on Marketing Study Lab. It really means the world that you're listening to this out there. And hopefully I've provided you some value. If you're looking to know more about what Marketing Study Lab does and is about, go to marketingstudylab.co.uk or get in touch with me personally, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, or feel free to email me at peter@marketingstudylab.co.uk. Happy marketing.